20 minutes later, the passengers got back into the coach. The coachman noticed the horses were sweating and wondered why he could hear a swarm of flies when there were none to be seen. The dog that had been lying in the road was found later cowering in the inn stables, whimpering. The wood was about half an hour's walk away. They sat on a log, and Miss Tick told Tiffany about shambles. "They're not magical, then?"
"No, there's something to be magical through."
"You mean like spectacles help you see but don't see for you?"
"That's right, well done. You can make one out of anything, so long as it looks right."
"And then tell if magic is happening?"
"If that's what you're looking for, yes. When you're good at it, you can use it to really focus on what you have to do. You can use it for protection, like a curse net, or to send a spell. All young witches should learn how to make one. Miss Level will help you."
Tiffany looked around the wood. The shadows were growing longer. Bits of Miss Tick's teachings floated through her head. Always face what you fear. Have some string. Never cackle. Never wish, especially upon a star which is astronomically stupid. Do what you must do. Open your eyes, and then open your eyes again.
"Miss Level has long grey hair, has she?"
she said.
"Oh, yes." "A tall lady? Wears necklaces and glasses on a chain?"
Miss Tick wasn't a fool. She looked around the clearing.
"Where is she?"
"Standing by the tree there." Even so, Miss Tick had to squint. Witches filled space. If they didn't want to be seen, they became amazingly hard to notice.
"Ah, well done. I was wondering when you'd notice."
"Huh," thought Tiffany. Miss Level got realer as she walked towards them. She was all in black, but clattered slightly as she walked because of all the black jewellery she wore, and she had two arms, the normal number.
"Ah, Miss Tick, and you must be Tiffany."
"Tiffany," said Miss Tick,
"I'd just like to have a word with Miss Level, senior witch business."
"Ha," thought Tiffany again, because she liked the sound of it.
"I'll go and have a look at a tree, then, shall I?"
"I should use the bushes, dear," said Miss Level. "I don't like stopping once we're airborne."
There were some holly bushes that made a decent screen, but after being talked to as though she were 10 years old, Tiffany would rather have allowed her bladder to explode.
"I beat the Queen of the Fairies," she thought. "All right, I'm not sure how, but I did it."
She was angry at being sent away like that. A little respect wouldn't hurt, would it? Mistress Weatherwax, the witch all the other witches secretly wanted to be, had shown her respect. You'd think they could make a bit of effort.